that kind of leads nicely to my final question, which is about where you think things will go and how they'll develop further in the current debates and evaluations around the various codes. How much further do you think it will be taken, or what sort of developments do you see happening in the next few years?
On governance? Well, as I say, I think the thing that, you know, corporate Britain has to do is to stand up for the comply or explain regime. We know that that's the best method, so I think that's the first thing.
We know we're right, God damn it.
We know we're right, and we know that this, you know, that this process works better.
Yeah.
We know that from America. You know, Sarbanes-Oxley is a beast, and there are various bodies in America who are saying, "Gosh, I wish we hadn't done it." And so, therefore, we recognise that it would be a mistake to go down the fixed regulation route. Thou shalt have these numbers of these things. So I think that's the first thing we've all got to do.
Mm.
Second thing, of course, that we're all wrestling with at the moment is this word engagement. There is an immense amount of pressure on companies and investors to engage. And as we speak, I think 68 companies have signed up for the engagement platform with the FRC.
Mm.
And so therefore, that I think is a good sign. It's a good start. It's not easy for investors, institutions who own 350, 400 companies in their portfolio to stay across all of them. Many of those investors don't actually have anybody focusing on governance. They outsource it in many instances.
For those who aren't familiar, how will that engagement platform manifest itself?
Well, that's really it's about discussion, and the stewardship code itself lays out a number of things that investors should do in order to comply, or they have to say why they haven't complied.
For instance,
number of times you've spoken to the board of directors, for example, number of times you've met with the company in different ways. In what form was that meeting undertaken? Was it a telephone call? Was it a physical meeting, et cetera, et cetera? So what did you discuss? Discussion of X numbers of things.
Mm.
So there's a huge pressure. It's probably the wrong word, but there's a huge demand for investors not simply to sit there and own the shares, but to actually engage themselves in how the company is governed. And, you know, we've now seen more recently a consultation come out from Vince Cable at the BIS, which talks about how corporate Britain can become more of a stewardship environment. How can we avoid this sort of short-term trading? And obviously part of the thought is that that's driven by Cadbury and the number of people who shorted the stocks.
Mm.
How can we create a culture of engagement and involvement by the people who own the shares and the people who own the companies?
Okay.
And that's going to be one of the big things that comes out in the future. A long way to go on that particular topic. And investor relations, I suppose, would argue that, gosh, that's what I do for my day job, isn't it?
And no doubt we'll come back to that one in a year or so's time.
Indeed.
So, Mark, thank you very much for your time and your deep thoughts.
Thank you very much, Paul. I appreciated the opportunity.